Welcome to your daily devotional for August 21st. But he wanting to justify himself. Luke chapter 10 in verse 29. These six words are written of the heart of a certain lawyer who had come to Jesus with the question, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" This lawyer was seeking to be justified by the law and not by grace. Jesus then told the parable of the Good Samaritan. You can take a look at that in Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. In order to teach the man and us that the law of self-sacrificial love is operable in those who shall inherit eternal life. Our lawyer friend, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" He wanted to hear a response to that question, which would reinforce his own preconceived notions and make him think that he was all that. But Jesus didn't tell him what he wanted to hear. He told this certain lawyer what he needed to hear. What did he do with the truth? We can't say for sure. So now I ask you, have you, wanting to justify yourself, ever indulged this sort of self-righteous and prideful attitude? Folks try to justify various things like supporting the destructive gambling industry, like at a bingo or events at casinos, or fundraising functions accompanied by activities of questionable morality, and perhaps most egregiously, drag events. That's become common in these fundraising functions these days. Such people justify away the Bible's commands to read the Bible, study it, pray, and assemble together. These individuals look at others, and because they might have some imperfection or motive, refuse to help anybody. Cynicism is most prevalent in religious circles. In the parable, the priest and the Levite had done their duty, what they signed up for before men. But the Samaritan lived his duty before God and men. Folks will search the scriptures and twist them in order to justify their actions and their lifestyles. May you and I, friend, be pleased that God has justified us through the blood of his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We laid there on the road one day in our past as damaged goods, and the Lord put out a spirit upon us and offered us help, even salvation, eternal life, and continual help day by day. Let us rejoice in this. Stop the self-justification game and get on God's page, working for the Lord, always looking to aid others with compassionate service, even as Christ has compassion for you.